So I was out with two members of the Simon Community Street Team, walking about Glasgow City Centre, approaching homeless people and just finding out what their needs are, if there was anything that the Simon Community Team could do for them. They have a whole range of services.
What did you expect to see when you went last night?
I didn't really have any expectations for the evening. I wasn't expecting to come into contact with as many homeless people as we actually did. That was really surprising to me and really opened my eye.
And what was it like?
It was just absolutely heartbreaking hearing these guys and some women's stories as to why that they would be spending the night sleeping in Glasgow City Centre. There was one, for example, who, like all of us, had a family, children, a wife, a house, a job, and just because of the stress and pressures in his life, he turned to alcohol. That turned into an addiction, and rather than put his family and his children through the pressures of having to live with someone who's dealing with an addiction, he actually left the family home, which is how he came to be on the street. He went into rehab.
How did you feel when you were speaking to him and the other homeless people? Were you frightened? Were you sad?
I was really, really sad. I was not frightened at any point. These guys and girls just want to share their stories, and they want you to know that they're not bad people and that they've just fallen on hard times, and there's a whole range and variety of reasons that people can become homeless. Some of it is through addiction. Others have just been living paycheck to paycheck and lost their job and ended up in the street, and that could happen to any of us.
How did you feel when you walked back through the door of your house last night? I mean, I don't know what it was like last night. Were you cold out being outside? Were you hungry? You know, were you tired? What was it like when you went back indoors?
When I got home last night, I was cold. I had soot spilled down my jeans. I really, really needed the toilet. And I walked through the front door and my heating was time to come on. And the heat hit me like a wave. And I was able to walk up the warm stairs and go to the toilet and change into clean clothes. And I have never in my life felt more grateful for having a roof over my head than I did last night.
Has your perception of homeless people changed since you just went out, you know, and did some volunteering with the soup kitchen?
Absolutely. You don't realise just how much these homeless people come up against on a daily basis. I had one man tell me that, you know, he had to stop walking about with a sleeping bag over his shoulders because there was gangs of youths that would hang about in George Square, and if they seen any of these guys walking about with sleeping bags or anything else that may identify them as being homeless, they were actually attacking them. So he has had to give up the only warmth, the only comfort he might have had, to try and stop himself being attacked.